Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? It's Black Friday week at Government.com, where you can secure gold and silver coins at unbeatable prices. For 1 week only, get exclusive deals on gold and silver coins. Don't miss out on these doorbuster deals. You can save up to $150 on every order. The more you buy, the more you save. Stock your vault with bright and shiny gold and silver coins, ancient treasures, gold and silver bars, American gold and silver eagles, or classics like the Morgan Silver Dollar. Don't wait. Sale ends Sunday, December 1st at midnight. Don't miss out on these unbeatable prices for gold and silver coins to fill your vault or for special holiday gifts. That's right. We're making it easier than ever to get gold and silver delivered straight to your door, guaranteed. Save up to $150 on every order with this Black Friday deal. Visit government.com for more details. The more you buy, the more you save. Visit govmint.com. That's government.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
...97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
I'll admit I was doom scrolling on social media yesterday when I came across what I'm about to talk about. Because this reporter friend of mine, I used to work with him in Des Moines, Iowa, my first market. He now is a reporter, maybe an investigative reporter in the Milwaukee area. And I see this headline. He works, by the way, for the station TMJ4.
Yep, here's, I know it well.
Here's the headline. We're teaming up with TMJ4 and Wisconsin Watch, which, by the way, is an independent investigative news outlet, to investigate problematic police officers. And instantly I'm like, wait a minute, I need to do some digging into this. Because to me, it's just so, like, it's just what you would expect. These news outlets, in particular, these local news outlets, that just seem to really go after cops. Are there bad cops? Absolutely. Are there bad lawyers? Absolutely. Are there bad doctors? Absolutely. Are there bad teachers? Absolutely. Shall I go on?
Are there bad radio hosts?
There absolutely
are,
Mark.
Yes,
now, they're not
are.
In this room, but
no.
they do exist. Carl, you take those crickets away. So they're in every job sector, right? You always have them. And we always say you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, okay? Not all cops are bad, despite what a lot of people on the left want to think. But I guess there's something about this. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't investigate bad people, right? Like, I understand that police have power if they go testify, which is kind of what's mentioned in this article, that they hold a lot of power, right? If you're on trial and a cop comes to testify, I mean, what they say has power, right?
Sure. Here,
but it's just fascinating to me the ways that media, it just seems, goes after cops, and it doesn't seem to be balanced by the way that they go after the bad guys, right? It's like somehow the bad guys become the victims in all of this. And it just, I don't know what their fixation is. I don't know if it's, they feel like it's a good click-worthy story and they know people like me are going to want to see, you know, what they're talking about, if they can do some story about a bad cop. I don't know, but this thing bothers me that these outlets are coming together and they're going to work together to, you know, find these problematic, you know, police officers.
It almost sounds like a ratings piece.
Well, that's kind of what I wondered.
Is it a sweeps piece?
Click-worthy. I don't think it's a sweeps piece. I mean,
usually the ratings month stops just before Thanksgiving, right? For the November ratings book wouldn't have started.
So
stopped
this,
just before Thanksgiving.
Actually, you know what? Today would be the final day, likely, of sweeps.
Yeah, would be the final
day
of the
book.
There would
be a new month in February. And those,
right.
If you're not familiar with sweeps, there's 4 months out of the year for TV where, I mean, you go all out and you do your big investigations and you promote the heck out of them. And November is one of those months.
Where
February,
they brainstorm
May, July.
On what will get the most clicks if we put this out as a headline. And then let's go do the story. They'll have planning meetings for months on what to do for the next sweeps period to try to loop you in, because those four, and now it's not as important as it used to be, but those 4 months out of a year when they would do sweeps were what they based their ad rates on, their ratings for the rest of the for the whole year, right? It's very important to them.
It's huge. You're not allowed to take off work.
This is a great example of, instead of going out and investigating, as you mentioned, the prosecutors like Kim Gardner that exist everywhere in the country who ignore the real crime and chase Eric Greitens and do silly things like that that are purely politically motivated. Instead of going after them, the ones that empty out the workhouse down here and let the criminals back out in the community while they're awaiting trial or just never get to trial because you dropped the ball and you never showed up in court. How about going after those people instead of the ones that are on the street working their butt off and potentially taking lead every day? I mean, that is the scary part of this. It's malpractice.
No, I know. And you think about how, I mean, it's already tough, I would assume, to become a police officer. And then just the amount of scrutiny that you deal with. And you have a split second to make a decision. And yes, I mean, you should be very careful about that, obviously. But it just feels like they tie their hands behind their back, where you'd be scared to do that job because you're going to be the next viral sensation if you do one bad thing. And of course, everyone's very quick to grab their phone and record. The managing editor of the Wisconsin Watch, which I mentioned was an independent investigative outlet that I'd not even heard of, but they're quoted in the story saying, you know, this isn't a story where we're trying to do gotcha journalism or anything like that. This is really about transparency and telling Milwaukee residents what they should know about the credibility of their police officers. Do they want the public to hate police? Is that the goal here?
Sure they do.
Because
they
really won quite a few people over, sadly.
To distrust the police.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
By pushing the during the BLM riots and all of that stuff, that's exactly what the purpose of it is.
Now, I'm okay with you investigating the creepy people, like the Ferguson police officer, now former Ferguson police officer, was allegedly taking women's cell phones back because they said that's where their insurance, their car insurance was. So he would supposedly take that back to their car, find nude pictures. I don't know why all these women have nude pictures on their phones. Apparently it's a thing. But anyway, he would find their nude pictures and then text them to himself and then, of course, delete the text. So there
don't
was
shame
no
the victim,
evidence.
Kim.
You're right. It's actually their fault that they had nude pictures.
Yeah,
they were asking to be targeted. Really?
I'm sorry.
So
you're
so
right,
that
though, but that's
guy
a good
I'm
example.
Fine with. I'm not. Do not mistake what I'm saying. I'm good with. And if there is a bad cop out there, you should look into him or her, just like you should look into all the bad criminals and the bad lawyers and the bad doctors and teachers. I could go on and on. It's not. I don't know.
There's no doubt that there are people who abuse the system. But what puts those first responders, those police officers ahead of everyone else in the queue is that they signed up first and foremost to serve and protect. Now, there's no way to filter every single one of them and make sure there is not some character flaw in there that causes them to abuse that system. But to suggest in a story like that it's a raging problem across Milwaukee is just a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lie determined to damage the reputation of those officers in the community, the police agencies.
They refer in this story to something called the Brady List, and they say it comes from the 1963 U.S. Supreme Court case Brady v. Maryland, which ruled that prosecutors can't withhold material that could help the defense at trial. So essentially what it sounds like this is, because I was looking into it, it's an aggregate site. So they'll take information from journalists or wherever else, lawyers, I guess, and if there's an officer who has had some sort of situation involving supposed misconduct or public complaints, use of force reports, citizen reports, decertification. Those officers then, regardless of the department, they would get put on this so-called Brady list. Huh. So it sounds like a lot of what they're dealing with in Milwaukee is they were trying to get these various counties to release their Brady list, the officers who were on that, and they wouldn't. So there was the threat of a lawsuit involved. Like, it's this whole thing. I'll be honest, I never even heard of the Brady list. Had you?
I don't think that I had.
No.
No.
So I'm kind of curious to see. I'm hoping that I can remind myself to look at one of these stories that they do once they actually get a chance to release the first one. Because, well, I'm very curious the angle that they're going to take on it.
And the thing about it is that it probably, I don't know that it's the majority, but I think in most larger communities, most larger cities, most of the police officers, a lot of them have body cameras now. And they, if when they're turned on, they're set to record when you have an interaction. And I think that, as much as anything, eliminates the risk of that kind of abuse. Did you see the Chicago councilwoman yesterday who got arrested for drunk driving? She was obviously drunk. You've been drinking with your friends. You can tell when they're drunk. This woman, you could tell from, she got in an accident. She hit two people, and she wouldn't get out of her car, and the officer's interacting with her. And at some point, she admitted that she was an elected official, like a do-you-know-who-I-am kind of comment. And then she questioned the officer's manhood.
Oh.
All on body camera.
Oh, my gosh.
She's famous in Chicago this morning because that tape has been playing nonstop.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. I'll show it to you, but it's pretty funny. There are bad officers out there, but such a tiny percentage compared to every other profession, I'm just convinced of it. So thanks to all of our police officers, men and women, for what you do every day, for running toward the lead instead of away from it. That's what we appreciate.
Get more at 971talk.com.